CityTalk 105.9 official podcasts. Online at citytalk.fm. Rob McLaughlin on CityTalk 105.9.
Welsh choir, only men allowed. And I've got four of them joining me on the line right now. I've got David, Craig, Wynne and Tom. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Now, I've got four of you. I've counted about 20-odd, but how many of you are there altogether?
Yeah, well, you're almost right. Yeah, 20 there is. Although we have just recently lost one of our members who's gone to... He's gone on to further study his vocal training. So we're down to 19, unfortunately.
Oh, 19. So there is a vacancy. Yeah. I might be able to get in if I pass this audition.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
I should warn you, by the way, we had the Sugar Babes on this show 2 weeks ago, and look what happened to them afterwards.
Uh-oh. So Uh-oh. Which one of us is it going to be?
Well, that's the trouble with the Sugar Babes. You never know who's in and never know who's out.
Yeah, I can't keep up.
Now, you've called yourselves Only Men Allowed. Do we need a bit of gender verification here? Because you've teamed up with Bonnie Tyler.
We have. I think it must be, well, not quite Only Bonnie Allowed, but we've teamed up with two people on the new album, actually. We've Bonnie Tyler with the fantastic Total Eclipse of the Heart, and also Kerry Ellis with Somebody to Love, Queen's fantastic hit. So we're doing the rounds with the ladies on this album, I think.
Yeah.
So under the Trade Descriptions Act, we could really probably we could probably do the lot of you, couldn't we?
Yeah, I suppose so. Could, yeah. Please don't.
All right, now, who's going to talk now? Because I'm going to ask a question. Who is this going to be?
I will, Craig.
Craig, okay, Craig.
Scary.
Why, the single when it comes out on October 12th is Total Eclipse of the Heart with Bonnie Tyler. Why have you teamed up with Bonnie Tyler?
Well, it was musical director Tim Rees-Evans. He had an idea just to do that song.
He's your musical director.
He is indeed the maestro. Yeah,
the man in charge. He wanted us just to do that and just for us to perform, but when he thought about it, we're not really a rock group. We are a choir. So he had the idea to approach Bonnie to see if she would be interested in doing a duet with us at one of our spring tour, which was at the Cardiff International Arena.
And that was
April and May, yeah. We went all over the country. So she came, she sang with us, and she loved the arrangement, and it went so well. And the reaction we had in the arena, we had 5,000 people in that hall, and they just absolutely loved it. So and she loved it so much, she agreed to record it, and we're releasing it, and it's fab. I think we're so proud of it. It's a great hit.
Well, it's an incredible honour, isn't it, Wynne, to encourage somebody like her effectively out of retirement, isn't it?
Well, you see, in this country, she seems to have sort of gone out of the limelight a lot, but, you know, she's as busy as ever sort of in Europe and out in Russia. I know she's still working very, very hard. And it's amazing for us to be able to work with such, the consummate professional. She's been in the industry for so long, and we've already learned so much from her, you know?
Do you know when it was last in the charts, David?
Oh, well,
you were born, I guess.
Well, when it was in the charts in the UK, I think I was about 2 years old. So yeah, I mean, it really went over my head. But we were actually lucky enough 2 weeks ago to go to her house and do a little bit of filming there. And on the wall, she's got a multitude of gold and platinum discs. And this single, Total Eclipse, obviously that she's done originally, it's been number one in so many countries. And I think I spotted France was the latest one. Last year, I think it was number one for about 10 weeks or something crazy like that. So, you know, it's certainly been doing the rounds, and that song's really, really lasted the test of time for her.
Tom, why do you think this particular song works so well with a choir?
I'm not sure, really. I think one of the reasons Tim wanted to team up with Bonnie is that, obviously, we're not a rock group, you know, we're a choir, and, we do our best with, some pop songs. So if you listen to the track, it starts off a little more classically, and, we're there singing, but I think for the true rock element of it, that, we required a bit of that...
rawness and that edge.
That raw talent of Bonnie Tyler, so, yeah.
Well, she has got a remarkable voice, hasn't she?
Incredible.
It's one of those songs like all the Queen one and all the other Queen ones that the harmony is sort of written there for you. That's why it sort of works so well with the choir, that the choir can do all that harmony, and there's someone like Freddie Mercury or Bonnie Tyler can just sing over the top of it. So it's sort of there for us to do, so it's great for us.
Now, you're crossing over, aren't you, Craig? You're crossing over effectively into the rock pop arena here. What are we going to see of you lot in that kind of environment? Are we going to read about lots of scandals, controversies, drugs, drinks? Anything you want to confess to now?
No, if only. No, we are quite boring and quite whiter than white, really. We don't really need of a rock and roll. You know, we're in bed by nine and we've got 11 and lots of water. No, we really have. We really are boring. But no, I mean, just that side of the touring. We're touring again for Christmas. It's hard work. You know, we're on the road. We're going all over the country. We got a 15-date tour started in Glasgow and ending, you know, going all the way down to Brighton and Plymouth and all the way down there. So, yeah, but we don't really chuck TVs out of windows and things yet. No. We just go to bed and sleep. We are quite boring.
Oh, dear, that is boring, isn't it? your spin doctor's going to have a very quiet time, aren't they?
Yes, absolutely, absolutely.
And, Tom, you've got these collaborations that you've talked about already on the album, including with Bonnie Tyler. Who else would you like to collaborate with? And do they have to be Welsh?
I don't suppose they have to be Welsh. No, not at all. Although saying that, I mean, we do a Tom Jones medley, which always goes down a treat. It's got a bit of hip thrusting in there. So,
oh, well, there's a bit of controversy. Yeah. It's getting juicier now.
That's as far as we go. That's right.
But obviously, to do that with Tom Jones, Sir Tom Jones himself, that would be something.
That'd be great.
Itself, I think.
Yeah,
that'd be brilliant.
And what about the other Welsh star at the moment, the big Welsh star, Catherine Jenkins? Is anything on the horizon there?
No, we've done a few things with her in the past. We've done a few open air concerts and things with her, and she's great to work with. I think she's off the other side of the pond to try and crack America now. So, you know, if she wants to take us with us, that would be great. But it's the place where we want to be. We've been twice this year. We've been very lucky enough to go over there. And we're hopefully going again next year and hopefully releasing an album out there. So fingers crossed we can do that as well. So good luck to her and see if we can follow in her footsteps. Absolutely.
And Craig, you must have been asked this a million times, but going on a show like Last Choir Standing, it must have been a bit high risk for you at first.
It was. We had a big debate. I remember just in a rehearsal that was first muted if we should go on this show, which was just being talked about at that time. It was probably about 50-50. People thought it was a great idea and people thought it was the worst idea ever. And I think at the start, even Tim, our music director, didn't know. It's difficult because you have to trust the producers of the show. You have to trust the director to see how that you're going to be portrayed.
You trust TV producers and TV directors?
This is it. You have to. I mean, we had to put our lives really in their hands just to see. We could be portrayed as the bad guys or the good guys, but thankfully it did us a great good, and people could see what we did, what we've done for years, and look at us now. You know, if it wasn't for that, we wouldn't be where we are now chatting to you, so that's great.
There's always a downside, I'm sorry about that. but Wynne, what has happened in those 12 months?
Well, it's just been crazy, you know. As we said already, we've signed the five album record deal, so hopefully we'll be able to record the five albums. But you know, we've been touring, we've been gigging, sort of open air events. We've played in front of royalty twice as well. And as Craig mentioned, you know, we've been to America twice in the past 6 months, and it's unbelievable. So you know, the show has just propelled us into a different stratosphere.
And are you all from the same area, or are you from all over?
We're all based in Cardiff, but not everybody's originally from Wales, so it's in that sense it may not be a sort of a fully Welsh choir, I suppose.
It's a hybrid.
It is. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm from just outside Birmingham originally, and David's just from just outside Gloucester.
So you're not a Welsh choir at all, really?
Well, we've been
conned us with your name, and now you're conning us by telling you're a Welsh
choir. Scandal.
Yeah, we've been in Cardiff for about 10 years, me and David, so we can call ourselves Welsh now.
Oh, well, that's
just about got citizenship.
That's what the English say when they go to Cardiff, I know. Tom, while I was listening, do you speak Welsh, by the way?
I the interlopers. I do it and wriggle.
Good. Yeah, me and Tom speak Welsh fluently.
But the other two?
No.
just learners, well, maybe.
David struggles with English sometimes. Yeah.
And Tom, while we were waiting, to hook up just a few moments ago, you had your own, you were doing your own radio interview to yourself, because you've obviously done so many radio interviews. Would you like to just describe and do that again for us?
I could try my best.
Go on. It was very good.
Only Men Allowed in a nutshell. Really.
Yeah, go on, do Men Allowed in 30 seconds.
Hi, we were Only Men Allowed. We won a BBC competition, Last Choir Standing. We then went on to record our first album. We've got a new album coming out.
No, it was faster than that.
We've got a new album coming out. Okay.
It was higher as well, I'm
sure. It was higher, yeah, come on.
Yeah. Hi, we were Only Men Allowed. Let me try again. That was too fast. Hi, we were Only Men Allowed. We won a BBC competition. We've just recorded our second album, Band of Brothers, and we'll be touring this Christmas.
Oh, give me a round of applause. Well done. I'm not sure it will catch on, but it was very good. David, we're going to play. It's been great chatting to all of you. I'm glad I haven't got all 19 of you, because it would have been unmanageable. I am looking forward to the first controversy, the first scandal, maybe the first pregnancy in an all-male choir. I don't know. That would be very decent.
Work on it.
But we are going to play out, David, on the new single. Will you tell us what it's all about?
Well, new single, Total Eclipse of the Heart with the legendary Bonnie Tyler, 12th of October. So make sure you pre-order your copies now, or make sure you're out there on the 12th, you know, first in the queue, getting that classic track.
David, Craig, Wyn, Tom, thank you very much indeed for joining us. And best of luck with the album. Best of luck with the single, though I suspect you won't need that, because I think it will be great and a big success anyway. And look forward to seeing you in the Northwest.
Brilliant. Fantastic. Thanks so much.
Thanks a lot, guys.
Waking you up on Sunday. Rob McLaughlin, City Talk 105.9. Listen and log on to great music and great conversation on City Talk 105.9.